if you're thinking we should have a podcast, the number one thing I would tell you, being a brand storytelling strategist myself, is that your podcast cannot be all about your company. It cannot be all about your company, because people will tune out and stop listening if it sounds like an ad. Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. Welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about podcast and specifically brand podcast. And should your company, should your brand have a podcast? Maybe you're thinking about it. Maybe you already have one. This episode is definitely geared towards giving you some facts around the podcast industry, the incredible growth that it is seeing. And I think brand podcasts ultimately are an amazing opportunity for brands, because what other platform do you have where you're communicating with your consumers where they're going to sit and voluntarily listen for 20 minutes or more? I mean, really, they're going to get to listen and hear more about topics that your brand cares about. They're going to get to really identify and say, yeah, I'm a raving fan. I identify with this brand. I love what they're supporting. I love what they're giving me, the value they are giving me. So I think podcasts are definitely where it's at. If you can create a podcast that will follow the right format, we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. So should you have a brand podcast? You know, this Marketing with Empathy podcast I created, and before I created my own podcast, I was researching podcasts for a large retailer that I was working with previously. And what we were looking at was definitely we wanted to increase customer engagement, and we wanted to think about how do we share more of our stories in a different way. And we didn't have any audio elements. We had a lot of video and social and, you know, static posts and things, but we didn't have any audio only assets as part of the marketing plan. And when you look at the incredible data and stats behind the podcast industry, if you have a great story to tell, a story, not a commercial, but if you have a great story to tell, there really, really, really is a lot of opportunity. So on this podcast episode, I'm going to be sharing a lot of different statistics. I will link to all of the sources for the stats I'm sharing in the show notes. So if you're curious on any of them, just click through the description of this episode and you'll see the link for the show notes and you can go and see all of the sources. But I think, you know, one of the things I hear, a question I've heard is, well, isn't the podcast industry, it's growing, but it's like too many. There's too many podcasts now. There are a lot of podcasts, yes. And the industry is growing, but it's definitely not oversaturated yet. When you compare it to the vast volume of blogs that are out there and social channels and accounts and things, I mean, and YouTube videos as an example, right? Their podcasting is still very small comparatively. And also there's a lot of people, there's a lot of audiences and eyeballs that are earballs, I guess, in this instance, that are interested in various different topics. So podcast listeners spend an average of six hours, 37 minutes listening to podcasts every week. And until 2 years ago, that was like 5 hours a week. So within the last couple of years, it's gone up to 6.5 hours a week. That's a pretty big jump. And in 1 year, like 2018, that jumped listenership jumped 32%. So you're seeing these like double digit jumps happening in terms of listenership and adoption of people listening to podcasts, which is great, right? So 6.5 hours listening to different podcasts. And the podcast sector is set to reach $1 billion in 2021. That was their forecast and their predictions, with like a third of Americans listening to podcasts at least once a month. So, right, you're going to have varying levels of adoption, some very active every single day, every single week, and then you're going to have some that'll tune in monthly. But definitely listenership is growing. It is continuing to grow, both domestically here in the United States, but also globally around the entire world. And listeners are younger and more affluent. There's some great statistics showing that, you know, on average, around 45% of podcast listeners have an annual household income of more than $250,000. And 68% of podcast listeners have a postgraduate degree, right? So they're educated, highly educated. They're making good incomes. They're fairly 50-50 split between male and female from the data that I've seen, but slightly more male. So I've seen a few different stats, like one from a couple different sources talked about 67% of podcast audiences are made up of between 18 and 44 year olds. So 3/4 are between 18 and 44. And like I mentioned, about 50-50, slightly more male, but women are definitely that podcast listeners are increasing more and more. And they like to listen to podcasts like wherever they are, right? And so that is such a benefit of podcast audio, is that you can listen to it wherever you want. It's like it can be a second screen while you're doing something else. You can just listen to it. The vast majority, 90% of listeners, prefer to listen to their podcasts at home. But other popular locations among Americans include listening into it in their car or truck. So that's like 64% of people like to listen to it while they're driving. When they're at the gym working out, like 43% of people are listening to podcasts while they're there. Listening to it at work, 37%. And 49% also say they like to listen while they're walking. So, you know, obviously these stats, you know, they overlay. So some might like to walk and do their car. So that's kind of the crossover of those numbers there. But those are the most popular places in general that people are listening, you know, whether watching, doing their dishes, doing a chore, reading, cooking. I know for me personally, I love listening to podcasts right away in the morning when I'm having my breakfast. After I get the kids off to school, I come back home since I work from home. I'll make my breakfast and then I'll listen to a podcast while I'm eating my breakfast. It's a way that I start my day, or I'll listen to podcasts while I'm doing my hair in the morning. I will listen while I'm cooking, definitely while I'm out going for a walk. When the weather gets nice and warm here, I'm looking forward to getting back outside to doing more walking, and definitely 100% in the car. So I like kind of check all of those boxes. And the interesting thing, so they're spending a lot of time, right? They're slightly younger, more affluent, but I am seeing stats that show that older population is growing as well. So, you know, it really, I would look at it as like all ages are listening to podcasts. But definitely the strongest subset is in that 18 to 44 year old. And so if your brand is trying to target that audience, and if that matches anything I said, matches your demographics, it's a great place to think about being, right? So if you think about being and you have your own show, I wanted to look into, I was curious about like ads on podcasts and how those relate. Because, you know, some companies choose not to have their own voice through a podcast, but they'll run ads on other people's podcasts to create interest in the brand. So I wanted to look into that. And so according to Business Insider, more than half of US podcast listeners pay attention to the ads. So that's great news for us as brands, right? Listeners are more likely to listen to ads on podcasts than any other medium. So Business Insider went on to say that 55% of podcast listeners pay attention to podcast ads, which is 10% more than those who pay attention to ads on the radio. So most podcast listeners do not skip ads, mostly because they're just really seamlessly integrated into the program and usually read by the host. So it's just such a fluid part of this show. And what's interesting too with ads, so we know that more than half are not skipping. So that's great news. And then Edison Research looked at, kind of the influence of the ads. And their research shows that 54% of consumers are more likely to consider companies that they hear advertised during podcast. If your ad really resonates to what the story and the topic is, there's such a great tie-in to that audience to making a brand decision to sponsor a story-based podcast, which could lead to, you know, those higher profits, increased brand recognition. And just in general, like people say, you know, with podcasts, almost like 78% don't mind hearing ads. Which is huge in this realm of ad blockers in every other digital communication. So it's still like this world where we can have ads that are make sense as part of the show. 62% are saying they consider buying a product after they heard an ad. 67% are citing that they remember the ads that they hear. So it's definitely, I would say, podcast advertising is definitely growing, I would say, as people are turning away from like other places where they're doing ad blocking or, you know, TV ads where they're doing more streaming and they're, you know, skipping those ads. So just another great reason to think about how podcasts can help you target that specific audience with more precise content that you want to reach them versus some of your other marketing channels. Get ready to create a rockstar content team at your corporation. Today's episode of Marketing with Empathy is brought to you by my Brand Storytelling Academy. Brand Storytelling Academy is an intimate 5-month group training program designed to help internal B2C and nonprofit teams attract top funnel leads to drive bottom funnel results. For 1/3 of the cost to hire a person on the team or onboard a high-level storytelling strategist, up to 5 people on your team can be developing and accelerating their brand storytelling skills. Learn to humanize your brand to connect with your audience. Develop confidence in brand storytelling skills, frameworks, and strategic mindset needed to advance in your career and enjoy your job more. 7x new and repeat engagement through empathy plus data-driven storytelling. And improve your existing team's strategic skills without having to hire more people. Think of it like a college certification program for your team, but you get the knowledge a lot quicker, and your professor, me, has 20 years of hands-on experience in the field. In addition to hearing from me, I'll have guest experts join, and each week you'll also connect and learn from other brand marketing professionals in the group. Curious? Fill out the application at kindredspeak.com/apply to learn more, and I'll be in touch to discuss if it's a good fit for your organization. Go to kindredspeak.com/apply. And so what are some things then to consider when you're starting your own brand podcast? So this is going to be my own personal list of tips and recommendations. It is not meant to be exhaustive by any means, but just to kind of get your wheels turning as you're thinking about it. So first and foremost, if you're thinking we should have a podcast, the number one thing I would tell you, being a brand storytelling strategist myself, is that your podcast cannot be all about your company. It cannot be all about your company because people will tune out and stop listening if it sounds like an ad. If this show, you would not be listening to this. You would tune out right away if you felt like, oh, this is just an ad and Sarah's just like hawking her clients and her business and all this stuff every single time. You don't want to listen to it. You will do the ad block around me and you won't want to listen to it anymore. So that is really the biggest thing, is you have to think about what is the conversation that you can share on a podcast in a storytelling way. It's a conversation, right? There's so many different formats of podcasts, but ultimately every single podcast you listen to is telling a story about something. It's talking about something, but it's not literally like this is about this one company and only them and everything. It's related to the industry. It's related to their cause, what they care about, their storytelling pillars. So make your podcast theme be about how you can tie it back into one of your three storytelling pillars in some way that gives back, make the hero of the conversation something related to, you know, your industry, the people you serve, and then your brand is just supporting it. Your brand is there from like the voice of maybe your host. It's there through, you can have some ad breaks that are sponsored by your company. It is there through like the lens of like, yeah, as a company, we really care about this topic. So we wanted to invite on this guest to get a little deeper here. We're curious on this and blah, blah, blah. So that's how you get your audience to better and deeply connect with you and be like, heck yeah. Yeah, I like really resonate with this brand. I love like their point of view on these things. That's how you get your raving fans, right? You get that deeper connection. You create that empathy filter with them to connect. So research your topics beforehand. How can the topic fit into one of your storytelling pillars, right? So that's that tip. And then also when you're researching what you want your topic to be about, look at all the other existing podcasts that are already out there to see if there's a gap in that space, in that topic that isn't really being addressed yet, because that could be a great opportunity for how you can slide in and offer a different point of view or different advice, different education for your audience. Researching your names, of course, to make sure you're not infringing on any other podcasts that are out there or causing confusion when people are going to the wherever they listen to their podcasts and they see very similar names of a couple different podcasts and they don't look at yours, they look at someone else's. You don't want name confusion, of course. And I would say the other huge thing, you know, from the corporate side is that podcast growth is much slower than paid social or paid video campaigns are. So you need to set internal expectations. You are going to see thousands of downloads instead of millions of downloads your first year. You just are. And you need to set that expectation. But you think about the quality of the listeners. They are opting in to spend a lot more time listening to you. That is really rich. It's just like when you get a lead for a brand. Would you rather have 50 crappy leads or would you rather have three really, really high quality leads? You want quality leads, right? So you want the quality that are going to ultimately convert down the road. So I think of podcasts like that where you're getting the quality folks who are hyper engaged and interested in the topic that you want to talk about. So just set those expectations internally to know that it's just a different ballgame. But you set it up so that you're creating this awareness through your topics, but then you'll have the, you know, ad breaks mentioning your show. You want to think of some type of a lead funnel to get them to like, hey, we have this free something, sign up for it here. So you're going to find a way to like convert your podcast listeners to join in to like your email database or another way that you can additionally communicate with that audience to then, you know, move them down the funnel eventually. But it is a longer term play, right? Podcast, it's an upper funnel tactic from brand storytelling perspective. So just really important to understand that it is a longer term play. You're not going to be seeing millions and millions of engagements and views and things right away. So just keep that in mind. You can partner with larger paid media companies to amplify your podcast. Definitely. So if you have big budget and you want to collaborate with another, partner, there's a lot of different media companies that offer the option to even help produce your podcast for you. So it's a lot more expensive, of course, than you doing it yourself, but depending on how big your budgets are, you could definitely go that path where they will help you create your podcast. They will help brand it. They can even help identify hosts for you. And then as part of like your buy with them, they have paid amplification across their network, across their channels to help amplify and get you bigger numbers faster, you know, to reach more people faster. So that's definitely an option as well, but not one that you have to do. So if I say that and you're like, oh crap, we're never going to get there. Don't be like disheartened, because this is what I think is really cool about the podcasting space still, is that you can totally DIY it yourself and do it really well. Or you can go all the way to Hollywood level. And there, if you think about the podcasts you listen to, just think about the variety probably of the different shows that you listen to or that people you know listen to, right? Things resonate with different people. And that's what's so great about it. It's such a creative just field, I think, of opportunity. And then, you know, what days are the best to post, to publish your podcasts live. I think it really just depends on your audience ultimately, but online statistics podcast marketing specialists say that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays are the best days to post your episodes. Those are the days that are most likely for people to download episodes, with Saturday and Sunday, the weekends, being the worst for downloads. So again, I say take that with a grain of salt, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, the Marketing with Empathy podcast you're listening to right now, we come out every Tuesday. Not because of the stat, I hadn't read that before, but it just worked out the best for me with my my schedule. And so that just worked out the best, I felt like, for professionals who were working. And I know Mondays are always such a beast for me. I always felt like it was always just busy after the weekend, getting caught up on a lot of different things. So I didn't want to publish anything new on a Monday. I wanted to give you guys a chance to just get started into your week first and get into your groove. And then, you know, so Tuesday felt like a nice day for that. So I think some things to watch or just to look for, you know, as a content strategist, I like to look at themes and trends of stuff that I see happening. So this is just from, me and my analysis, not from anyone else's, but definitely I'm seeing shorter episode formats popping up. I mean, I even literally see some podcasts that have like a 7-minute episode and they're doing daily episodes or like a 5-minute daily update. So there again is so much flexibility. You have daily, weekly, multiple times a week, and then monthly shows. So you have whole seasons that will just launch, like season one has just launched and it'll have 8 episodes, and they'll just launch all of that at once, allowing you to binge through it. And then they'll kind of assess the feedback and then decide if they want to do a season two or what season two is going to be about. So I actually think seasons is kind of a cool approach for brands, depending on the style of your show. But if you, while I think seasons is kind of cool for brands, is that if you're not exactly sure, if you have like a couple different topics, you're like, gosh, you know, we have this overarching theme, we'd like to talk about a few different things. Well, maybe your season one goes down the path of talking about just one of those, and then season two could go and bridge into the second. I think it just gives you some flexibility where you can change, and you can change anytime you want. But I think that's interesting from an episodic perspective. So shorter episode formats. I mean, the average podcast episode is still around like 40 some minutes, but definitely shorter is being popular more so. I also am seeing a lot of great opportunity with podcast swaps between shows, between guests, to increase the audience reach between each other's shows. So as one brand, do you have any other brands that you partner with or collaborate with where you can kind of like swap and be on each other's shows, or maybe one of you guest hosts the other for like one episode to draw awareness around your show? I think there's a lot of creative things you can do to get more visibility around the fact that, hey, we as a brand, we have a show and this is what it's about, and these are our hosts. And, you know, just get to know those personalities so that people can decide if they like it or not and if they want to subscribe. I also think, you know, there is going to be more Hollywood involvement in the podcast space, but I don't think that it's going to kill like talk formats like this and people like me who are doing their own shows without big dollars behind them. So what I think is interesting though, from like the Hollywood world, and you're seeing a lot of like directors and celebrities and things that are doing podcasts. And I was reading some quotes about it, and the former HuffPost and New York Times editor named Lydia Pohlgreen, she said, what you're seeing now is this incredible flowering of creativity. She's managing a Spotify owned studio now called Gimlet Media. And for Hollywood, the podcasting space has become like a farm team for intellectual property, where storylines are tested out and then promising material gets scooped up relatively cheaply. And so with the movie business being dominated by all these remakes, right, superhero franchises and other like tentpole, like mega productions, the freedom that podcasting provides is really refreshing. So like CAA agency founded this company Q-Code, and Rob Herding was talking about how, you know, he was just getting really tired of the repurposing of old intellectual property in the movie side. And so he was yearning for like all these original stories, and podcasting feels like such a great outlet for those because it's a place where you can just go be bold, experiment, and move quickly. And so they're kind of like thinking through all these like storyline ideas and things in the podcasting side. And then if it's interesting, then they'll sell it. And then that could be something that could get turned into a future movie. I think that's fascinating. So it's really interesting to like think of it. And so as a brand, you know, we could adopt that too, right? Where we think about, well, what do we want to test out? What do we want to try to talk about? What are we curious about that we could create and see what our own audience engages with? I think that's fascinating. And then the other thing too with the podcasting space, just to kind of be aware of, is there, you know, the conversation podcasts are normally started as all audio only, and there's more video that is entering the space now. So with the growth in media, or with the growth in video, pardon me, many podcasts are changing their formats to add video elements to the show so people can watch it or listen to it. I don't see video dominating, and like at least in the near future, I think the majority are still going to stay audio, but you're going to, I think, over time continue to see more and more video playing in. Right now, for me, I don't have any plans to change this podcast to video. I like having it be audio only. I personally really like the fact that you don't have to see me in terms of what I'm wearing. I don't have to do my hair or makeup or feel like I have to be presentable and looking on the camera. And I can just talk and have a conversation into my microphone that I visualize is just you guys. I'm just talking and having a conversation with you. So that works for my personality. But definitely video is going to keep growing because video is growing everywhere else. So that is it, really, in summary. So I would just say, I hope you consider, if you have a great story or a great platform, some great storytelling pillars, maybe some great leaders internally, some great voices, some great partners, think about how you can expand that story to create an audio experience to engage with your audience, get them to like hand raise and say, yeah, I want to listen for 20 minutes or more to you talk every week on this thing or whatever how often you publish. It is an incredibly rich engagement opportunity. So that is it today. That's why I think you should have a brand podcast if any of those things make sense to you. If you would like to connect with me further on this, or you have any follow-up questions on this for your brand, definitely connect with me online or shoot me an email, sarah@kindredspeak.com. I'm happy to chat it through with you. I would love to connect with you on LinkedIn. You can follow me at Sarah Panous on LinkedIn. That's it for today. So until next time, Kindred Speakers.
High fives for finishing another episode. When faced with an obstacle, you're the type of person who gets better instead of bitter. I hope you feel creatively inspired and invite you to check back often for more goodness from me and my guest. If you want more actionable advice and inspiration, head over to kindredspeak.com for show notes, all discount codes from today's episode, and to sign up for my newsletter. Subscribe now to the Marketing with Empathy podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcast. And if you'd be so kind, will you please leave me a review? This helps my podcast get noticed by others. Keep smiling.